Each year, there are two forecasts released predicting the size of the sockeye run to Bristol Bay. The official forecast from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is expected any day now, but the forecast from the University of Washington's Fisheries Research Institute was released on November 14th. The university's been studying Bristol Bay's sockeye resource for decades. Chris Boatwright is the manager of the university's Alaska Salmon Program. He confirms that the 2014 forecast anticipates a total sockeye run of 29.88 million fish.
I think it's a good thing that there are two forecasts put out regarding a run that is productive and as important as Bristol Bay sockeye salmon run. It's two different ways of looking at the same data set, and one tends to just be a check on the other.
Normally, the University of Washington and ADF&G's forecasts are pretty close, but they are never exactly the same. Boatwright says that's because both entities look at the same data, but they use it slightly differently.
The FRI forecast is built on sibling regression models. So we are looking at the statistical relationship between the returns of younger age groups and how what those indicate for the subsequent returns of their siblings. So in other words, salmon come back as 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, and 5-year-olds, and in some cases 6-year-olds, and we can use the prior returns of siblings to forecast the size of the returns in subsequent years.
The University of Washington forecast anticipates that a 2014 run of 29.88 million sockeye could generate an estimated total commercial harvest of 19.55 million sockeye with an estimated weight of 109.17 million pounds. The estimated harvest for next year compares very favorably with this year's actual harvest of 15.4 million sockeye. Among the stakeholders who anxiously awaits the release of the preseason forecasts is Norm Van Vactor. He's the CEO of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, but he has over 30 years' experience in the seafood harvesting, processing, and marketing industries.
In the circles that I run in, I think a lot of us had been hearing and expecting to get a fish forecast that was similar to, if anything, I mean, I personally was guessing that we're going to be looking at a similar forecast to what we saw in 2013. You know, I've heard some scuttlebutt around that some people were expecting it to be less, to even maybe even significantly less than last year. Understanding that this is only one of two forecasts, I'm certainly now very curious to see what the department comes out with. It was obviously very encouraging. It's always nice to see an uptick in people's expectations. I don't think that the uptick is significant enough to cause any major ripples on the marketplace in anticipation of what the actuals might be, but I think it's a solid number and an optimistic number.
The 2014 Bristol Bay sockeye salmon forecast from the University of Washington notes that three of the bay's 9 major river systems had very large jack returns this year. For instance, the Naknek drainage recorded unprecedented numbers of 1-1 jacks, very strong returns of 2-1 jacks. Chris Boatwright notes that both the Wood River and Igigig systems also had very strong returns of 1-1 and 2-1 jacks this year.
Jacks are ocean age 1 male sockeye, and so because we're using sibling regression models, the jacks would be the age group that provides the primary information on the forecast of 2 ocean fish. And it is really Bristol Bay, the overwhelming majority of Bristol Bay's run is made up of 4 age classes. That is 1-2, 1-3, 2-2, and 2-3 age sockeye. And so for both 1-2s and 2-2s, the primary piece of information are jack returns or ocean age 1 returns. That's a 1-1 sockeye or a 2-1 sockeye.
The Fisheries Research Institute expects the total sockeye return next year to include 63% 2-ocean sockeye and 37% 3-ocean fish. They note that historically, the average range for weight of 2-ocean sockeye is between 4.6 to 5.4 pounds. The average weight of 3-ocean sockeye is 6.4 to 7.5 pounds. FRI's Chris Boatwright notes that while this year's forecast of 29.88 million sockeye is larger than many stakeholders were expecting, it's still below the long-term average of 31.4 million fish.
After last year's run and a general downturn in productivity in terms of the adult return of sockeye to Bristol Bay from the 2004 to 2010 years, I think people were a little bit more pessimistic about this coming year's run, and I think the forecast, at least, has turned out to be a little bit bigger than people expected.
The University of Washington's Alaska Salmon Program is the world's longest-running effort to monitor salmon, and it dates back to 1946. That next year, the university constructed a permanent field station on the shore of Lake Alignagik. That field station still exists and is used each summer to study the salmon runs to Bristol Bay. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.